Andy, how are you?
Hi, Tony. I'm good. I hope you're well.
I'm very well. I feel like I spend more time talking to you lately than I do my wife.
We appreciate the opportunity to come on and help to educate your listeners about the complexities of health insurance, Tony. I just hope that I'm not putting them back to sleep so early in the morning.
There's no way you're going to be able to inform us on the complexities, because it would take like about 10 shows to do that.
It is a complicated issue.
It is. Well, let's talk about, there have been several suits filed against the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. There's one suit in particular that I want to talk about. You felt that the government's lawsuit was deficient and should have been dismissed as a matter of law. In talking with you earlier, you just felt that this lawsuit didn't have any merit. They didn't have any proof to back them up.
Well, this relates for your listeners, Tony, that probably weren't listening to that interview, relates to an antitrust lawsuit that's been brought by the U.S. Justice Department against Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. It was filed in October. And on Friday, we moved to have that lawsuit dismissed. For the last 70 years, I think before World War II, the U.S. Supreme Court has protected states that comprehensively regulate various different aspects of their marketplaces, including health insurance. And entities like Blue Cross that are chartered by states under state law to conduct heavily regulated activities that accomplish a public policy goal. The U.S. Supreme Court has protected states from antitrust action. So on Friday, we moved to have the lawsuit dismissed, because that's exactly how Michigan regulates Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and its health insurance market.
Well, the lawsuit has... according to you, and I'm looking at the information that was sent to me, just didn't have any merit. You know, so many of these lawsuits seem to come up, Andy, and we constantly hear that it's Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Mid-Michigan, or of Michigan. They're the big guys. They want to dominate. They don't allow other folks to have an opportunity to do business, and also they feel like they are pressured into doing business with you. And I know you don't feel that that's just or correct.
No, and nor do I think that we're litigated against more than any other large company would be, Tony. It's just that we take special caution and consideration to help reach out to people who listen to your program and others to help educate them about what's going on, because we feel an obligation to do that. Blue Cross is chartered by the state of Michigan to provide statewide access to health care at a reasonable cost to subscribers in Michigan. When we negotiate with hospitals on behalf of our 4 million members, we are always trying to achieve the lowest possible price for the services that are rendered in those hospitals for our members and customers. We feel an obligation to do that, and that is consistent with how the insurance commissioner wants us to run our business and regulates us to do that. So we feel that we're on very solid ground here. These contract provisions relate specifically to what Blue Cross members pay in the hospital. And the federal government has accused us of negotiating low prices, and we do that. That's part of running a successful business, is providing your customers with the best possible prices. Now that the federal government has reformed health insurance and is pressuring health insurers to keep the cost of health insurance reasonable and to limit premium increases, we feel like the federal government should be supporting us in our effort to help control health care costs. That's why health insurance premiums go up. So the best prices that we can negotiate, the better off our members and customers are in the state of Michigan. We cover around half the people in the state. We want to cover them adequately at a fair and reasonable price, and that's what we're trying to do.
Andy Hetzel is the Vice President of Communications for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. When do you expect the judge to rule on this request?
I think she'll take it into consideration, our motion that we filed on Friday. The government has an opportunity to respond to that motion, and then she'll take it under advisement. We're hoping that we can get this case dismissed pretty early on next year and, you know, go back to the business that the state of Michigan regulates us to do, which is to keep people secure by providing them with statewide access to health care at a reasonable price. And we're trying our best to achieve that. Pressure's on, but we're trying our best.
Andy, there seems to be... a friction or a challenge when you are a bigger entity and you are trying to get the best price that you need, and then the folks that you may be negotiating with perceive that as being pressured. How do you balance that?
It's part of doing business, Tony. I would hold our relationships with Michigan's hospitals up against any relationships that any health plan in any part of the country has with their network. The Hospital Association and Blue Cross work very well together. We don't see eye to eye on every issue. The local hospitals value the relationship they have with Blue Cross. I mean, between Blue Cross, Medicare, and Medicaid, we constitute upwards of 65% of the total revenue of some hospitals in Michigan. So we're very important to each other. The hospitals are important to us in that they allow us to meet our mandate for providing statewide access, and we're important to them in that we deliver 4 million patients in their doors every year, $20 billion a year in health care payments we process through Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Tony. That's significant. It provides jobs in healthcare. It keeps hospitals open. So that's what we're trying to accomplish.
We talk about some of the lawsuits facing Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Frankenmuth Mutual Insurance voluntarily dismissed their lawsuit.
Sure. We're expecting other piggyback type of lawsuits onto this action by the federal government, Tony. It's just sort of par for the course that litigators are out there now looking for clients to try to piggyback on the federal action and try to seek damages from Blue Cross. The federal government isn't seeking financial damages. They just want us to stop using these contract provisions. We're defending our ability to use every tool in the toolbox to try to keep health care affordable in Michigan. Yeah. So we're going to continue to do that.
Does Holland still have their lawsuit in place, the city of Holland?
I'm unfamiliar with that one. I don't know if that relates to this litigation or something else. But we're expecting piggyback lawsuits. That's just par for the course, like I said. But we're gonna defend against this federal action. We don't think it's justified. We don't think that the antitrust action was properly filed with the court. We know that states that comprehensively regulate their entities like Blue Cross have been exempt for more than 70 years from this type of action. So we feel like we're on solid legal ground.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Andy Hetzel from Blue Cross Blue Shield. I saw in a press release a couple weeks ago that Blue Cross Blue Shield was named 2010 Corporation of the Year. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were the Michigan Minority Business Development Council has named us Corporation of the Year in healthcare, I think, for 4 years in a row. Every year, Tony, we put about $300 million a year back into Michigan's economy through the relationships that we have with women and minority-owned businesses in Michigan. We purposefully contract at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan with Michigan-based businesses to support our economy. We are part of the fabric of Michigan, and we really try hard to make other businesses in the state successful through our business relationships. That also translates into our relationships with hospitals, which is what we were talking about before. We want hospitals to be successful. We want them to make a margin above the business that is reflective of their nonprofit missions. We're able to help compensate for uncompensated care. We help them compensate for underfunded government programs in Medicare and Medicaid that don't pay the cost of the services that are rendered in the hospital. So we have really deep and good relationships with hospitals, with businesses across the state.
Andy, has the Blues had an opportunity to have an audience with the governor-elect, and what kind of relationship do you expect to have with Rick Snyder?
I haven't met with the governor-elect, so I don't want to really characterize the relationship. I know that he has met with our CEO, probably other executives in our organization. I would say that we are looking forward to Governor-elect Snyder coming to office and helping to revitalize our state, as he brought up in the campaign. It's something we're looking forward to. You know, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican in office, Tony, in the executive office or in the legislature, Blue Cross has a long track record of working across lines to make sure that our public officials are educated on health policy, that they're aware of the complexities and the issues that are at hand. Again, we are comprehensively regulated by the state of Michigan. We want our elected leaders to know us, to know how we run our business, and to make sure that they can regulate us successfully knowing how we run our business and what some of the challenges that we're facing are in the marketplace.
And final question for you, Andy. I've got about a minute. Has the Blues had an opportunity to try and get a handle on federal health care, and how do you see that affecting the bottom line? Are you going to see a profit, a loss? How do you see that affecting your patients?
We're interpreting it as the regulations continue to come forward, Tony. It's very complicated, and what we're doing is we are working very hard right now to educate Michigan healthcare stakeholders about the changes. People can go to bcbsm.com/health reform, and at that website they can find a whole lot of information that's written in a non-slanted way that's straightforward about how healthcare reform changes are changing insurance, how it's changing healthcare. Whether you're a consumer, a provider, a business owner, you can go to bcbsm.com/health reform and understand, and we hope that your listeners do that this week.
Andy Hetzel is the Vice President of Corporate Communications for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Andy, always appreciate your time. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you and all of your listeners, Tony.